Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon, good evening. This is Doctrine of Truth, brought to you by Jesus Christ International, where the pastor is Bishop Poole. We'd like to say thank you to everyone that's listening on the radio and over the internet on the air. This is yours truly, Brother Poole, filling in for Bishop Poole. We just want to say thank you for taking the time out to listen to us of the Doctrine of Truth, where we tell you the truth and give you the spoken word of the unadulterated truth of the body of Christ. And we just want to say thank you for taking your time out of the busy schedule listening to us as you continue your day out throughout the day, or as you're sitting at home on your phone. Please always feel free to dial and call in 347-215-8816 and press 1 on your dial tone to ask a question or to make a comment, or you can always dial 855-236-2252 if you just want to listen in. We're going to go ahead and get this session started today on Blog Talk. And tonight we're speaking on doctors and medicine from the biblical truth. The subject today is doctors and medicine form of the biblical truth. We're going to go ahead and open up with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing to send myself again in your name. We thank you for giving us understanding of your knowledge and of your word. We thank you for giving us wisdom and power to do your will. We thank you for giving us your son Jesus Christ that died for our sins. We thank you for keeping us throughout the dangerous highways from seen and unseen. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for giving us proper use of our lands. We ask you to open up the hearts of the callers that's on the line. We ask you to teach us something new. We ask you to give us the understanding, the wisdom to do your will. We thank you for being that healer. We thank you for being that deliverer. We thank you for being the way maker. We thank you for being that provider. We thank you for being that shelter in the time of storm. You are a great God. You are a mightiful God. And we just love you and praise you. We thank you for giving us the understanding that you are God and God alone. Everything that we do for your glory, God, because you are the ultimate doctor. You are the ultimate healer. You are the ultimate way maker. You are the ultimate deliverer. And we just thank you. We just give you praise for everyone that is listening. We give you praise for everyone that's going to listen. We give you praise for the miracles, the healings that's going to take place on tonight. We thank you and we give you praise for the understanding that is going to go on tonight. We just thank you and we just love you. And everything we do in your son Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. And once again, this is your truly friend, Brother Poole, coming to you from Doctrine of Truth, just filling in for our wonderful Bishop Poole of Jesus Christ International Ministries. And like I said before, if you have a question or concern, please dial 347-215-8816 and press 1 on your dial tone. We have a great person on the phone that's going to help us out. We're going to go ahead and bring them in. Hello, caller, you're over here.
Yes, thank you, Brother Poole. Brother Hester, I'm glad to be on the call tonight. And thanking God for all those who tuned in. We pray that this evening that the word will enlighten each person, that our spirits will be raised to a new level.
Amen, amen. Yes, we thank Brother Hester for taking the time out of his busy schedule to be on the phone with us to speak to us on the subject, doctors and medicine from the biblical standpoint. And if you have any questions or concerns, feel free to give us a call.
Yes, Brother Poole. And, you know, I'd like to start our message off this night by looking at 1 Corinthians 6, chapter 6 and verse 19 and 20. And the word of the Lord said, "Do you know that your body is a temple, a very sanctuary of the Holy Spirit who lives within you, who you have received as a gift from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price, purchased with the preciousness and paid for and made his own. So then honor God and bring glory to him in your body." Amen. That's the Lord let us know that he prepared our bodies. And if the Holy Spirit said don't defile the sanctuary, and if our bodies is the sanctuary, then we're to keep it clean and holy. That means that can't allow things in our body that are against the spirit. And, you know, when you have received Christ as your Savior, you know, the Holy Spirit, your conscience is always going to challenge you on the things that you may participate in or wherever you may go. You know, a lot of times there's certain things that, be it movies or radio or any type of communication, there's certain languages and things that when they come up or you get around and you find yourself, you know, kind of self-conscious about it. It's the Holy Spirit inside of you, not in agreement with where you are. You know, you have to keep your body pure and holy against the Lord. And a lot of communication is just not good for your spirit.
Amen, amen. And like you, Minister Hester, when he was reading that verse, when it said, live in sanctuary, the message, that song that came to my mind, where it said, Lord, prepare me to be a living sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary. So he says your body is a living sanctuary that has to be pure, that has to live according to the word of God. And if he's like that, he said earlier, if God said don't, you know, fill your body up with something that's pure, that's true, that's understanding, not anything that's negative, not anything that's going to wear you down. You have to listen to the voice of the Lord and do what he called you to do.
That's very true. You know, the word said that come out from among them. You know, there are times when you go places, you can feel the spirit in you is not comfortable in certain places that you may go. And what's happening is the Holy Spirit telling you this is not good for you. This is, and you need to leave from around it, because the language in that environment is just not conducive to your spirit. You know, when you hang around people, one or two things are going to happen. Either you're going to draw from them or they're going to draw from you. And so you have got to keep yourself spiritually built up. That means you have to stay in the Word. And if well, staying in the Word, you know, if you do it on a regular basis, you begin to find that the Word is your friend. And your friend is not going to allow you to be harmed by anything. But you have to put time in. And the more you put it in, the more it becomes a part of you. You know, it's way in the beginning to say the Word was with us and the Word became flesh. That word, the more you read that word, say hearing, coming by hearing the word over and over. And the more you get that word, your spirit builds up to when that it no longer can receive the negativism that carnal-minded people speak with. And, you know, you get where that you're no more carnal-minded or fleshly guided. You depend upon the Holy Spirit to guide you. And you learn to hear the still voice of the Holy Spirit inside of you, letting you know that this is not good to, you know, and you can't get comfortable in certain environments or around certain people. You know, this is just the language that they're using. It bothers your spirit. And so you have to stay with the Word, because it's always that the antennas of the radar of the Holy Spirit always up and listening to keep you from the from sinful nature. Like I said, if you're around people, either they're gonna draw from you or you're gonna draw from them. And if you have the Holy Spirit in you, many times people can see that glow upon you. When you're spending time with the Lord, there is anointing that is on you that when you get around certain people who are fleshly guided and carnal-minded, they're going to notice the presence of the Holy Spirit on you. And you yourself have to realize that not to participate in these environments, because you're not of them. You have to be the light to them and not join in with the kind of carnal-minded conversation that they have. A lot of times people have, you know, always want to tell jokes and speak ill about people. This is not the way of the Holy Spirit. It's not the way the saints should carry themselves. And by you staying in the Word, you'll understand and know that it's by love and kindness that we draw people to the gospel.
Amen, amen. By love and kindness that we draw people to the gospel. And when we're speaking on doctors and medicine and healing of the nations from a biblical standpoint, like you said earlier, you know, what God puts inside, what is inside of you is what's going to come out. And God wants us to have love and kindness, the fruits of the Spirit. And if we have anything other than that, then we're not going to be following after what God is, because we are Christian, Christ-like people. And it says, if you love me, he says, you would keep my commandments. So if God tells you to love, God tells you to pray, God tells you to do things that are going to help your brother, that's the things that you should do, because God is love. And he didn't come to condemn the world, but he come to save that which was lost. So therefore, we have to make sure that we have those things that are godly inside of us. Because, you know, God doesn't want us to be, you know, hatred. God doesn't want us to be envy. God doesn't want us to be boastful. He wants us to be, you know, people that are willing to be a witness to somebody. And you can't do that if you have all manner of diseases, because God says he will forgive all sins and heal all many diseases, Psalms 103, verse 3. So that's who God is, and we should try to walk in that same manner of his likeness.
Amen. You know, Brother Poole, the Word of God in James, the 5th chapter of James, verse 15 and 16, talk about, and the prayer that is of faith will save him who is sick, and the Lord will restore him, and if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven. Confess one to another, therefore, your faults and your slips and your false steps. It's just saying, a lot of times when you see gathering of people and you go amongst them, you'll find that they are saying a lot of things, you know, fleshly or carnal-minded things. You, as a representative of Christ, you're supposed to be the salt. You're supposed to be the light. And you're supposed to walk. And if you get in there, you're not to participate in that. But be the light of the conversation. And when those that's in the conversation notice that you don't join in and add to the slander and the foul talk, that you are speaking highly and speaking words of faith, then either they're going to, like I said, either you're going to draw from them or they're going to draw from you. But let yourself be different, because you are different. You're a new creature, and you're no longer a carnal minded or fleshly guy, but you speak the truth, the Word of God. You know, the Holy Spirit doesn't speak of himself, but he speak with us whatever the Lord says. And we got to be that same way. And the only way we can be that way is keep ourselves abreast in the Word of God by spending time in it. So that when we come among people, we don't have to search for what to say. The Holy Spirit is faithful that he will bring out the right to response within the situation we find ourselves in.
Amen, Brother Hester, amen. And one of the verses that came to my mind as he was speaking about James, it says also in Proverbs 17 and 22, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. So therefore, if you have a joyful heart, that's just like good medicine. We know anytime something is hurting in our physical body, we take, you know, the aspirin or whatever the doctor prescribes. So God says, when anything is going on and you have a joyful heart and that spiritual man, that's just like any good medicine you have, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. But if your bones are, you know, if your spirit is crushed, then therefore anything that's crushed is just dead, is dried up just like any other bone. So you have to make sure you keep that joyful heart, because even though it does say we may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So anytime we have that joy of the Lord, which is our strength, we can do, you know, great things, and we can, you know, speak life and not speak death. We can heal any sickness. Like he said, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we always have to keep that joy in our heart, because that's just like good medicine that we take when we're physically hurt.
Amen. You know, amen. You know, I myself have found that when you spend time studying the Word, always, when you get in any situation, without you knowing it, it's that studying of the Word that the Holy Spirit brings in the right order in the right time. It's kind of like being in the pulpit. When the Holy Spirit come upon you, there are things that come out of you, and you wonder, where did that come from? What I say it often, sometimes people might quote something that you said, and you say, I don't remember saying that, but it's the Holy Spirit. That quality time that you have spent with him, then he's faithful to bring into remembrance. Whatever you have studied, the Holy Spirit is faithful to bring that into remembrance. But now we welcome any caller to come on in and get a little bit of this and help us out and to give us your opinion. We welcome that. If you will, just press the 1 on your phone and come right on in and let's keep this thing going here tonight and just have the joy of the Lord amongst us here.
Amen, amen. Yes, if you have a question or you have a concern or you just have a comment about the topic for today, where we're talking on doctors and medicine from a biblical standpoint, please feel free to press 1 on your dial tone. Please feel free to give us a call if you don't have the number or you want to get someone else the number to call in. The number is 347-215-8816 or 855-236-2252. We would love to hear from you and you. I was just looking here, reading in my text, because have the privilege of studying a little bit more by me doing Sunday school, and I was just seeing here, and it came to my knowledge that it says from Jeremiah 46:11, it says, "Go up into Galilee and take balm, a virgin daughter of Egypt. In the vein you have used many medicines. There is no healing for you." And we all know that God is that balm in Gilead. God is that healer. God is the deliverer. And God is the ultimate physician. God is the ultimate doctor, because God says, "I am the Lord who healeth you." So anytime that you have a problem, you know, you just, like we said, that prayer is like that communication. It's like the telephone. And if you tell God what you need, he is faithful and just to supply your needs. And he also has people that are out there that are doctors, that are, you know, physicians, that are able to communicate with you, tell you what you physically need. But he also says, "I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee." So no matter what you're going through, if the doctor says no, God always going to have the final say-so. And he will say yes, because he is the Lord thy God, the creator of heaven and earth, and he will heal you no matter what matter of sickness that you may have.
Amen. You know, in Romans, verse 8 and 11, the Lord said, And if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, then he who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead will also restore life to your mortal body. And it's once we give ourselves to Christ, then the Lord now takes over in our bodies. And any sickness or that comes against any plague or sickness comes against us, Jesus already paid the price. He said he has bore every sickness and every grief. And our belief in him, us living in Christ and Christ in us, will restore us back to health. But we have to believe in the Word and keep that Word in us and know with assurance that God is faithful.
Amen, amen. God is always there. God is always there to supply our needs. It also says that, you know, in Psalms 147:3, he says he heals the brokenhearted and binds up the wounds. So God specializes in healing the brokenhearted. God specializes in binding up those broken wounds. God specializes in every manner, anything that you're going through. I know there are doctors out there, there are different physicians, there are different people that specialize in certain aspects. You have a heart doctor, you have, you know, psychiatrist, you have all different things and different professions, but God is the ultimate doctor that specializes in healing those broken hearts, because sometimes just something that, you know, medicine just won't do it. You know, sometimes you can take an aspirin, that headache will go away, but sometimes that what's on the inside, you know, nobody can fix that but God, because he specializes in healing those broken hearts and binding up those wounds that are so deep. because God is the light. Like he, like Minister Hester said, you know, we are the, you know, we are the salt of the world. We have to shine our light. You know, if the salt loses its savor, then there's nothing. So we have to keep that salt in us. We have to be that salt in the world, because God is also joy and love. So if we allow God to heal our broken hearts, then we can be a witness to someone else.
Amen. That's so very true. You know, the word also spoke over in Psalm 7:20, and it said, he sent forth his word and heals them and rescues them from the pits and destruction. You know, so God's word is forever with us to heal us and bring us through, because Jesus was the word. And so once he became flesh and went through all those afflictions and sickness, and we received him as our Savior, we too can use the word now to get past all those afflictions and those sicknesses. In Proverbs, the Lord once said, let them not depart from your sight, these words. Keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, healing and health into all their flesh. God constantly reminds us, it is his word that brings about healing. Man has been given knowledge to work on the body, but the final part of healing the body, it belongs to the Lord, his word. It is him guiding the hands and blessing the medicine that man uses to work on the body. He has a final part in that body. And if it is your faith in the Lord, the medicine or guide the hands of the surgeon to work on you. I mean, amen. I've seen times in myself when I was in the hospital and I had double transplants or had double pneumonia and triple bypass, and there were some times I could not speak for life or words. I just wasn't able to vocally speak, but in my mind, I was able to focus on the word and speak the word in my mind, and it's what carried me through. And I concentrated on the verses that I read and kept in my heart, and they brought me through. We have got to have ourselves united with the Lord and faithful to keep his word in our heart, because there are times when things happen. You don't have time to really open the book up. As a matter of fact, there are times you don't even have the book with you. And that's when you got to go by what you have absorbed. What do you have in your heart? Because what's in your heart is what is true. Those things that they're being carnal-minded, things coming off the top of your head, those things are things that the enemy can throw at you. But you got to have it in your heart, because God looks at a pure heart. And that's what keeps a saint strong, having a pure heart, not weighing or swaying from side to side, but staying pure in the word.
Amen, amen. You know, it says the word is sharper than any two-edged sword, because it cuts between the marrow and the bone. So if you get that word inside of you, like Minister Hester is saying, then, you know, that's going to go ahead and that's going to clean out any diseases, that's going to clean out anything that's not like God, because that word is going to convict you. That word is going to get you to the point where you know exactly what you need to do, what you need to say, which place you need to go, because that word is sharp. It's going to get down inside of you. And God says in Jeremiah 33:6, behold, I will bring to it health and healing. I would heal them and reveal to them abundance of prosperity and security. So God is saying, he is going to do the healing and the health, and he's going to reveal abundance of prosperity and security. So no matter what you're going through, at the end of the day, God is going to reveal to you that abundance of security. But you have to always seek his face. You always have to turn from your wicked ways and seek God's face, because he is the one that has the answer. He is the one that can do anything but fail, because God is a man that he should not lie. You know, God cannot lie. God can only speak truth, and he only gives life. So you have to have that inside of you so you can go ahead and get what you need out of
it. Yes, amen. You know, Brother Cool, I just you remind me of something there, that the word of the Lord over in 3 John says that, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body will keep well, even as your soul keeps well and prosper. You know, God is interested in us prospering in every way, form that he is. He's interested in the whole man and not part of the man. And like I said, there's a lot of things. What are you thinking about? You know, what's in your heart? What are you thinking about as you go about your day on the job, or as you walk around, come in and out through your community? What is really in your heart? You know, the word, the Lord said that the word is sharper than any two-edged sword, and that it cuts down, separate the bone from the marrow. And that when you think about that means that the word really gets deep inside of you, in your spirit and soul. And there's no part of your body that the word cannot penetrate. Because what makes you bold and strong in the gospel is the fact that you know the word. That word is in your body like a good stew, a good cooking. You can put a lot of different ingredients in a pot, and it can smell good, but you don't put good seasoning in there. You know, and putting good, it's like we go and get a lot of formal knowledge, and we get degrees and a lot of academic knowledge. With all that academic knowledge joined with the experiences that we go through from day to day, if we don't season those experiences and all that academic knowledge with the word of God, then it's going to be a stew without any taste. It's just going to be a lot of good things in a pot, but they won't blend together. There will be no flavor in them. Once we receive formal knowledge, then that formal knowledge enables us to read the word of God and be able to comprehend that word. But we are to stay with the word of God, because as we grow with the formal knowledge and get education, if we are not careful, we will best be what it's called, just an educated fool. And all the education and knowledge, and some people got more degrees than a thermometer. But it doesn't do them any good if they don't flavor all of that knowledge with the word of God. It's the word of God that sets the path and organize all the education and knowledge that you might receive and all your experiences in life. It is the word of God that brings it all together and give you understanding, and which makes your heart strong, so that when you are out, when the temptations come at you, you can speak with authority because you have the word of God that seasoned your experiences and the education that you have. Now you're able to stand strong and know that the Lord is with you.
Amen, amen. And God is all about understanding. God is about wanting you to be Christ-like, and he wants you to have the abundance of joy. God is in the plan, and he is the one that is concerned about your health, because he said, I wish upon you that you prosper and be in good health, you know, as your soul prospers. So God doesn't want you to be sick. God doesn't want you to be down. He wants you to have that joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And God wants you to understand and know that without him, or if you don't have that secure relationship with him, you need to get it, because in order to survive in this day and time, you're going to need something to sustain you. You're going to need something to keep you. And like I tell my son every now and then, I say, you know, education is the key. You know, you want to get a good job, you know, go to school. But I tell him, I say, when you get that good job and get that good education, you need to make sure that you have God on your side. You need to make sure that you have Jesus as your Lord and Savior, because you're going to need something to sustain you. You're going to need something to keep you at that job. When the enemy tries to come against you, no matter if it's through your health or through a friend or a family member or a coworker, you're going to need that fruits of the Spirit, the understanding to listen to the voice of the Lord, to know exactly which way to go, what to say and what not to say. So God is not only concerned about your soul, but he's also concerned about your physical being, because he said, I wish upon you that you prosper and be in good health, just like your soul prosper. You know, Jesus answered, saying to them, it is not healthy, it is not the healthy who needs a doctor, but the sick. So therefore, if you're healthy, you just need to continue to keep in that same relationship with God, because he is the one that's going to sustain you.
Amen. You know, quite often, we when we are confronted with with things, or when the enemy come to attack us, he usually come in the moment when we are going through trials. He comes and he put thoughts in our mind that between our emotion and depression, that a lot of times we become carnal mind and we lean more to our carnal mind, and that's where the enemy wants us to speak carnal minded about things instead of searching our hearts. You know, the word tells us that we should be slow to respond. And this is something that in this day and age of having it when you want it, having it the way you want it, when you want it, this microwave society, often the saints will speak before they consider their answer. And that's not the way that the Spirit wants us to be, the way the Lord wants us to be. He wants us always to be slow to respond. And if you are not careful, the enemy have you responding to things without considering it first. The Lord would have us to always weigh your ground. You know, when someone asks you something, you have to first of all pause. And often you look at some of the older people, you ask them something, and you'll find that through the experience they had throughout their lives, that they always have a certain a little anecdote or something they do before they answer you. Some would say, well, or they give themselves room enough to consider the word of the Lord before they respond. And as young people, often those of the world, they never stop to consider the answer. They just respond with whatever is on the top of their head. And oftentimes later on, when they are to themselves, they want to wish they could retract what they said and respond it in a different manner. But this is what happens when you let go and you let your emotions and your feelings take control. You can never make a sound decision in life by using your emotions or your feelings. They will never be true to you. What you have to depend upon is the word that you have studied, and put your heart and soul into the word, and let that be your response. It doesn't matter if you don't, if people look at you strange or wonder why you take so long to answer them, but give yourself a chance to consider the word of the Lord, and the Holy Spirit each time will give you messages or give you an answer. But you can't allow your feelings and your emotions to control your mind.
Amen, amen. You have to renew your mind, you know, in God. And one of the things that was coming to my mind is that Jesus knew exactly what he was doing. You know, God knew exactly what he was doing. He sent his son Jesus down to save the sins of the world. And one thing that you have to understand is God is a man that he should not lie. And God does have people out there. You know, Luke was a physician, and Luke did do the things of God, and God allowed his spirit to go. Luke allowed God to use him to do the manners of the things of Christ. So you have to understand that God wants you to be in good health. God wants you to have that abundance of life. Just like we said earlier, God is the one that's going to reveal to you the abundance of prosperity and security. But you have to be willing to be open. Like you said, you can't go by what you know, because every now and then we go by just by that carnal-minded man, every now and then we are unstable. But God is the one that's going to sustain us and keep us, because he knows exactly what we need. And it says, go ahead, my brother.
No, I just like what you're saying there. You know, we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. And if we search, ourselves, and stay in the word will expose and analyze and judge the very thoughts and purpose of our heart. And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in and draw from what's in your heart. But we got to understand one thing. The Holy Spirit cannot bring anything into remembrance that you have not studied. If you don't spend time in the word, then when the Holy Spirit comes along, he can't draw on what you don't have in there. You know, oftentimes in life, you can't give what you have not had yourself. If you've never had anybody to love you or pull you to the side and truly speak righteousness to you and speak to you in love, well, then when it comes time for you to talk to someone, you never had it before. You won't know how to give it to someone else. You know, often with time, you know, I notice that a lot of young people will not spend time around elderly people. And I think that's one of the biggest drawbacks of with all the technology in the 21st century is that, you know, when I was coming along, that you always hung around older people and they would speak with wisdom and they put it in little phrases and little sayings, and you grew up kind of having a sense of spiritual guidance in you by listening to the elderly people. And, you know, the word of the Lord says that, you know, those in the sanctuary who has the gray hair and all, they're there to pass on wisdom to the youth. But the youth have to be respectful enough to honor those the older saints in the church, to go to them and search their minds, and the Holy Spirit will work with them so that that wisdom can be passed on and deposited into the youth.
Amen, amen. Because it says here, like Brother Minister Hester was saying earlier, you know, you have to renew your mind. You have to be transformed. You know, you could be in the world, but you don't have to be of the world, because you have to constantly keep renewing your mind to the will of God, to know what is acceptable. And God is the one that's going to let you know exactly what you need. But you have to be willing to be open. And one of the things that came to my mind is just being that living sacrifice, being holy and acceptable to God. Every now and then we ask God for things. You know, we always say we need this, we need that. And when times get hard, we say, oh, God, I need your help. You know, we start going praying. But every now and then you have to give God thanks for just giving you the ability to wake up in the morning, giving you the ability to use your proper limbs, giving you the ability just to breathe that breath of life each and every day. And like we said in our Sunday school lesson, you have to have that true relationship. Because, you know, life is not, you know, tomorrow is not promised to us. So you have to be thankful for today and have that true relationship, knowing that God is the God of understanding and healing. And if you have any questions or concerns, please give us a call. And please press 1 on your dial tone if you want to make a comment and you want to join in on the topic today, or just speaking on healing, speaking on doctors and medicine from the biblical point of view, because we know Jesus is the ultimate doctor. And I think we have a caller on the phone right now that wants to say something. Go ahead, caller.
God bless you, Brother Poole. Can you hear me?
God bless you. Yeah, I can hear you. Yes. I can hear you, Mr. Garrett. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm being blessed by the conversation. I'm just sitting and listening. And as I listen, one thing came to me that I had never seen before. And it's the words of, I think it was Peter that wrote, he said, you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled. And that hunger and thirst is what grabbed my attention. That's right there is the source of life. It makes sense, don't it?
Amen.
As simple Amen. As it is, you got to eat, and you got to drink. But you got to want that. You got to, this is what adds on to your physical life. This is how you maintain your physical life. If you don't eat or drink, you don't live. So now Peter says, do this after righteousness. So Jesus is, he's the bread of life. Now I kind of got hung up on what the preacher was saying there, amen, because, listen, medicine and healings and to facilitate this life, this fleshly life, is not what really Jesus came for.
Mm-hmm.
He came to take away the sin. Now, sin is why the world is sick.
Amen.
Now you notice the word says the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh. He said that's all that's in the world. He said, but it's not of God. Now if you notice the world, it does everything centered around enhancing what the eyes see, making it pretty. When you get hold to your latest laptop or your latest iPhone and all these gadgets, you get prideful. See, that's not of God. See, Jesus didn't come for you to get that. Jesus came to take away your sin so you can overstand all this stuff. You can know, you can say, I can't afford a brand new cell phone. See, you need to be a good steward, and that's what the law came for. People are talking about how much money he'll give you, but you need Jesus to facilitate. You need Jesus to know how to spend your money.
Amen.
In the world, everybody is standing on the corner, in a sense, amen, with their hands out for your money. I'm making sense, huh? And I think it was Paul said that he spoke of the time when we live. He said they will make merchandise of you and all kinds of programs and things to come up in your church to get your people to spend some money. And it's just so sad. People will come to church. You see, if the truth be told, God always, he even have it in the flies. Flies will come quickly to honey. Bees will come quickly to honey. Insects will come quickly to honey. Amen.
Amen.
So that's the way God got it set up. So I'm just weighing in because it's uncovering, amen, what the truth is all about. God sent him in the world, amen, because the world was sinful, sin sick, amen. And people are rattling now to be healing the body, but you got to get that sin removed. You get the sin removed, then your medicine will work. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
You got to have the word of God to remove fear. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but you got to have a sign. You got to look to Jesus. Amen. And this is what it's all about. This is why there's so much repercussions. This is why so much death is taking place. Amen. If you don't want the blessing, you will get the curse. And so this is what's happening. And people are crying out to God. And he, not though he listening, but he see it all. But what he wants is he wants us to do what? He wants us to do just like your brothers are talking about. Look to Jesus. No, he's not a popular topic. As a matter of fact, you be persecuted and prosecuted, amen, for standing up for what's right, for holding on and living out the word. And one thing I wanted to say was, even in church, you gotta get the truth of the gospel so you can live. Amen. You can't live and measure your life by the word. You got to get the word and measure your life by the word. That makes sense. You got to get it in, and preacher, I totally agree with you. You got to eat this word if you want eternal life. And it's simply saying there, the knowledge of Jesus, you see, knowing who he is, he says, this is knowing that you have eternal life right now. So I'm jumping from one thing, but I want to say it in a couple of minutes because sin is constantly growing. Sin is constantly abiding. But even at that, God had it fixed. He said, where sin abound, grace much more. But grace ain't coming in truckloads. Sin is coming in truckload, but grace is stronger. You don't need but a little faith. That's all you need, just a little bit. But whatever you get on to, whatever you turn over to God, He's sustain it. So that's I'm getting kind of stirred up. So let me just get off it because the whole issue is getting rid of your sin, and that's where Jesus came. If you want to be saved, all He gonna ask you is do you want to be made whole? That's what happened. He asks you, do you want to be made whole? And brother preachers, listen. We talk real good, but we have to go with the Holy Ghost, and not only just tell people, but you got to go the extra step, the extra mile, and tell folk, yeah, He take away your sin, but He also will kill you. And that's what the Word will do. The Word comes to do what? Make you strong. Amen. And you must die to self. Sin has to depart. Folks are talking about where you tell folks, say, man, you just sin, and they get very irritable. And all you're trying to do is what? Teach them about life. Amen. So that's I want to leave it off right there, and I'm going to listen some more because it's really a very much needful in a day like today. Thank you, brother.
Amen. Well, no we problem. So appreciate weighing in on that because you're right on the word there, and we so appreciate it. We got to share this word together to enlighten one another. You know, touching back on what you said there, you know, we have to walk through a process of surrendering our all to the Lord. You know, it's changing rebellion and stubbornness for a willing and obedient heart. And if we refuse to listen, and close our ears and not want to hear the word, and we just blinding ourselves to our own desires. And when our own desires take over control in our heart, you know, now we're heading into destruction. We're laying into the enemy then. But if we belong to Christ and totally have given our heart and soul to Him, then we're going to carry that yoke and that bondage and carry it with the faith and knowing that the word itself will erase all the bondages and the darkness. Only, you know, the word itself plucked us out of darkness and placed us in the light of the word. And now that word, the light of the word is in us, the only way it's going to grow is we got to keep feeding that word. And we can only feed the word by staying in the gospel and speaking to other saints and, you know, iron sharpening iron. And we both can now rise to a whole new level. What we're doing now, we're depending too much on technology to give us the word. There's no truth in technology. The truth is from the word itself. And the word has to go in and season the technology that we have today. Otherwise, we'll be totally lost in the darkness once again. So I appreciate what you're saying there.
Amen, amen. And that's Elder Garrett was speaking, and Minister Hester was speaking, and it came to my mind that basically when he was talking about, you know, the reason why Jesus came, and one of the things that really came to my mind was take John 3:16, and it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Then it goes on to say, "For God sent His Son not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." So therefore, God was the one that came down, and like Minister Elder Garrett was saying, that, you know, sin, you know, nobody's not really preaching on salvation. You know, they're preaching on, you know, the blessings, but you have to understand in order to be blessed, like he said, you want some money, but God has to be the one to tell you how to use the money. But you have to believe on Him to get that eternal life. You have to believe on Him to get the understanding, because He is the one that's going to get you through. He's the one that's going to save your soul, because He came into this world not to condemn it, but to save it. And it says, "Whosoever believeth on Him should not perish." So when it gets down to the point of you getting to that judgment day, you want to make sure that all the sins have been forgiven and your name is written down in the Lamb Book of Life. But like Minister Hester was saying, you can't depend on man. You can't depend on technology. You have to search the scriptures for yourself. You have to get it down in your heart, because once you get it down in your heart, God is the one that's going to keep you. You know, man cannot keep, man can, you know, man fails, but God never fails. You know, it's, you don't put your trust in man. You need to put your trust in the one that created man, because he is the one that's going to get you through. He is the one that's going to save your soul. He's the one that's going to heal you. He'll tell you exactly where to go get healed, but at the end of the day, God is the ultimate healer.
Amen. Amen. You know, when we confess, and often when we do covenant, when we break the bread and drink a liquid, and when we confess that we, in drinking that liquid, that it's representing the blood of Christ, then in the spirit realm, that's exactly what it is. We have drank the blood of Christ. Now we are all of the same mind, because in the blood is the DNA. When our science tells us the DNA, and when you have the same DNA, now you begin to think alike. You begin to in your heart, you're pumping that blood is being pumped throughout your body, that you begin to act the same. And people, you know, go along and people say, "Well, you look just like his father." Well, if that's exactly what the DNA and drinking of the blood is supposed to be, that we have taken on a new life. We've been clean. We're no longer the same. We have been plucked out of the darkness and drinking the blood of Christ and confessing that we are one with him. Now he dwells inside of us and we inside of him. So that means that whenever we draw on the Holy Spirit, who's with us at all times and guiding us, then the Holy Spirit is going to bring to us exactly that's what says the Lord, and that's what's going to guide us and keep us in righteousness, that we have confessed and given ourselves totally over to our Savior, Jesus Christ. And once we do that, now we have within us the ability to go to our spirit and let the Word of God now come out of us. But, you know, until you have been cleansed, the word cleanses the entire body. Your whole mind is renewed. You can't even feel comfortable now in certain settings because you're no longer of that. You have been cleansed. You got a new blood in you now. And that blood is our Savior, Jesus Christ. So you're no longer the same. You can't think the same, act the same, do anything. Something got a hold to you. And I've seen many a times that when I'm sitting down reading the Word, you go along and you come upon a phrase or just one word, and it seems like it's just not enough air in the room. It's a refreshing. It's something that sticks with you, and you said, "I read that verse many a time before, but I never saw that." And it just shakes you, and that is the blood of our Savior inside of us stirring us up when we get to certain points, because God wants to focus on certain parts of the Word. Because when we do, it edifies us. And make us stand bold and strong, you know, with assurance of knowing that the Lord is with us. Because if he wasn't with us, we wouldn't get so stirred up in this Word. And you find many of people, when the Word come upon them, they speak with such authority. And you know that they have been there. They experience this thing. And they're not speaking from off the top of their mind. This is something that's coming from the heart. And it stirs up the people because we are all of the same blood, the same nature. That's why we have to stick with this Word and study it on a consistent basis. It is life to us. I get a little stirred up sometimes myself. It's the Word. That Word, the DNA in our bodies gets stirred up every time we get into the gospel. Because that's what it does. It's like fire in our bones, and we can't contain it. We the joy of the Lord is inside us, and we want everybody within our area, in our vicinity, to know this joy that we have.
Amen, amen. And we do appreciate everyone that took the time out tonight to be on the phone with us on the radio airwaves, on Blog Talk Radio, and also on the internet that's listening in when we're speaking about the doctors and the medicine from a biblical standpoint. But the one thing that we want to let everybody know, that God is a healer. You have to have faith in him. You know, you have to trust and believe that he's going to do what he said he was going to do. And if you missed it, don't be fret not, because every Thursday we do have Blog Talk from the Doctrine of Truth for yours truly, Bishop Poole, and Jesus Christ International. At the end of this month, we do have a revival coming up. The revival will be the 20th, at Jesus Christ International Ministries. It will be the 25th through the 26th. So come on out to Jesus Christ International Ministries. The address is 2090 Northwest 46th Avenue. And that is on 26th Avenue. That is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313, in the city of Fort Lauderdale. It starts 7:30 nightly. So please come out. You want to be a high time. We want to be revived. Because like we said, every now and then, every day you have to renew your mind. In order to get where you need to be in God, you have to constantly renew your mind. And if you have faith in Him, He is justful. He is just and faithful to forgive you for your sins. So we're going to ask Minister Hester to close out in a prayer. We do appreciate everyone coming out and listening to us, taking the time out of your busy schedule just to speak with us and listen to us about the Doctrine of Truth. The Pastor McClendon will be hosting the revival on August 25th through 27th. So please come on out. If you have any additional questions or concerns, feel free to give us a call or give us a shout-out on Facebook. We do appreciate everyone listening in. And Minister Hester, if you can go ahead and close with a prayer, we do appreciate it.
Yes. Father, I thank you for this gathering, this assembly, of everyone that's been on the call this evening. I pray that our minds were clear and clear of all worldly thoughts, that we had our ears and my heart open to receive from you this evening. I pray that this word this evening has blessed many. Father, we hide your word in our heart that we might not sin against you. As your chosen people, we wholly and dearly love, we clothe ourselves with compassion, with kindness, with humility, and gentleness, and patience. We bear, Father God, with others and forgive whatever grievances we may have with one another. We forgive as you forgave us. And over all these virtues, Father God, we put on love and bind them all together. Father, we have perfect unity in the peace of Christ and the love within our hearts. And we are thankful for your grace and the power of the Holy Spirit. Father God, may your will be done in our lives as it is in heaven. We give praise and honor to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. We do appreciate everyone once again coming out. Just keep in mind that the joy of the Lord is your strength. You always wanted to believe in God. If you have faith as a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And one of the things that I wanted to say real quick before we leave is that the woman with the issue of blood, she had went to every doctor in town, spent her money, but when she heard about Jesus coming through, she had so much faith that she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. So that's the thing. You have to have that faith to the point where you just want to be encounter with God, to the point where you just want to have his glory just fall all over you, to the point where you know that you're going to be made. That's the faith that she had. She didn't want to, you know, talk with them. She didn't want to, you know, sit with him. She just wanted to touch the hem of his garment. Everybody wanted to be around him. But she said, if I can just touch him, I know I'll be made whole. And that's the type of faith that you have to have. You have to have that faith that you just want to touch him and just feel him to the point where you know that he's going to be there. So we do appreciate everyone calling in. We do appreciate Minister Hester being a co-host with us tonight. We appreciate Elder Garrett talking with us. And if you don't have anything to do this weekend, we do have a summer picnic that's going to be at Central Park, where there'll be free food for the kids, free games and everything. They also have other things out there for the summer that's coming up, for the school term that's coming up, where they're going to be giving away free book bags in different other parts of the park. So it's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you don't have anything to do, come on out with us, celebrate with us, because they say where there's unity, there's strength. And as people of God, we like to always fellowship together. So we just appreciate everyone calling in. We appreciate you, Minister Hester. We appreciate you, Elder Garrett, for taking the time out and speaking with us and giving us that understanding, that power. Did you have anything else you wanted to say, Minister Hester?
No, I just bless God. I'm thankful to be a part. It really enlightens me to be a part of this program.
No problem. We do appreciate everyone for calling in. You can always listen to us every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on The Doctrine of Truth with Bishop Poole. And we just love you, and we have to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And you guys have a good night. God bless you.